Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit ericlambertministries.com. ericlambertministries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit ericlambertministries.com and add to your digital library today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
God's got a man over here who's a farmer, and this man's been praying because the crops are dry, the land is dry, there hasn't been any significant rain in 4 weeks. The man begins to pray, and he prays effectively. He cries out to God, and he says, Lord, send me 3 days of rain. Unfortunately, one of those days coincides with your family outing. And you've gotten everybody together from South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, up as far as Massachusetts, and they're all coming down here to go to the park with you on the day that is the middle of the 3 days that the man asks for. You begin to pray and say, Lord, let us have good weather, quote unquote, Pentecostal. I believe God, we're going to have good weather because I've declared it. Rain, go away. Clouds, go away. I'm using my faith to get good weather. He's using his faith to get rain. Is God a ping pong ball going between faiths? He says, let your lifestyle be without covetousness. Now, this is why I want you to study Greek as well. Because if you understand tenses, you understand the urgency of the next declaration. And be content. It's in the declarative. It is not a suggestion. God commands that we are to be content. Notice he said, with such things as you have. That means if you're going to have your family picnic and it rains, be content. Get big umbrellas, set up a tent, move it inside. But don't accost God and say, I prayed and believed, and why did you let it rain? Do you understand that that rainstorm was planned before you were born? The rain couldn't come unless God willed it. See, while you try to work through the jungle of why did the rains hit Houston and start trying to affix blame, well, maybe Houston has a high sin problem. Well, if that's the fact, then Las Vegas should have been underwater 20 years ago. They got legalized prostitution. God isn't isolating areas and sending devastation. So let's remove that. There's no extensive demonization in Houston that would require a flood of such magnitude. Because if it were, God being just, Philadelphia be next. The Schuylkill will sure kill. So let's remove that. Let's remove the why and settle into Romans 12, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable, the perfect will of God. We don't ask why. We say what? What do you want me to do about this? Now, don't sit around and try to figure out, well, God did it. Look how all the people coming together. God wanted to bring all the people together, and that's how he did it. Yeah, by killing 18 people and wiping out everybody's house, he wanted to bring us together. Well, with that type of rationalization, then slavery brought all the white people together. So why didn't he just leave us in slavery? He would have brought some people together. It would have certainly brought us together. No, you can't think that way. You can't question God's why. You must understand that nothing happens without his permission. And in the context of the permission based upon Jeremiah 29, he's designing something to give you hope. Now watch. You ever notice that when hurricanes come, it's only the people in the continental United States who have the most fits? We're out trying to buy generators. We're out trying to nail up property and windows. And We all spaced out. People down in Jamaica said, we've been through it before. We'll come through again because no matter how bad the storm is, it ain't going to sink our island. They just make sure they have enough rum and enough jerk chicken, they can make it through anything. And here we are up here in the United States. Oh, my God, don't let it come. Oh, my God, it's going to tear up my property. Why? Because we're not trained on how to deal with difficulties in life. And here you are, a Christian, with the promise of John 16 that you will have tribulation, but your faith gets challenged in tribulation, and you want an easy road. Lord, don't let it come, Father. Don't let it come. What am I going to do if it comes? Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. Now, the devil knows what it takes to keep you out of church. There are some Christians that a toothache keeps them out of church. And see, right now, we don't think church attendance is important. Praise the Lord. God never said you had to go. He never said you had to breathe either. There's not one command in that Bible that says breathe. But you do it in order to. Now listen to what he says. Now this is captivating. The writer says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. Now I would be, you know, remiss in my duty if I did not seek to qualify that. This does not mean that you settle for mediocrity and never try to advance. That's not what he's saying. Because it is the will of God that you prosper and be in health. Don't get to the point where you say, oh, well, praise the Lord, my blood pressure is high, but the Bible said be content. So I'm content with 154 over 110. I'm content. No, that's not what he's talking about. Because if you notice here, when he says, be content with such things as you have. Now, this is the good part. He said, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. All right, let's put two pieces of evidence together. Don't let your life be run by covetous desires. Don't want what everybody else has. Don't govern your life by what everybody else has. Now listen carefully. This is where it's a thin line between desire and covetousness. It's a thin line. I don't have the time to deal with the nuances of it. Maybe we'll make it a Wednesday Bible study. But understand, you want to buy a house, so you go out and look for the house. In the course of looking for the house, covetousness sets in. You begin to look at things, and then you begin to desire them. And your prayer is not based on what you can afford. It's based on what you see. Oh, that house has a swimming pool. Now watch. The beauty of the pool causes you to ignore how much it costs to maintain it. You following me? We make decisions based upon covetousness. And so we come to that unenviable position where we say, God, I want nice things. Define nice. Define nice. Of good quality. Okay. So I have a Brioni tie that cost $375, and I have a JCPenney tie that costs $55. Right? Okay, listen carefully. They are both made by silk, of silk. They're both made of silk. Now, which worm was the $350 worm, and which worm was the $55 worm? How would you know? So why would we think this one is the better quality one? Why would we think that? Because of the label and because it's more money. It is covetousness. Those of you that have Louis Vuitton bags, let me show you what you do. Not one of my preachers got a Louis Vuitton bag. And if they did, we'd wonder why they never given the offering. Give me that bag. That ain't a Louis. She's shaking her head no. But let's use your imagination and say this is a Louis. right? And you purchased it, not from Columbia Avenue, but from King of Prussia Mall. It's real. It's got the little tag on it and everything. Let me show you something. This is what you do when you have the real loot. The bag goes in the chair next to you. Usher comes up. Is anybody sitting there? Louis is. Now, here's the kicker. Why was it up there? And why is it being modeled? Because you want everybody to see you got one. If it's just a Walgreens bag, you don't want nobody to see it. It's like, praise the Lord. Then I ask you if you have a pen. No, I don't. You got a whole pocketbook full of them, but you don't want them to see that it's, you know, it's a hood bag. All right, what does that do? That builds up covetousness. When other people see it, because of how it's being demonstrated, they say, I want one. Now watch. How many of you ladies want a real Louis Vuitton bag? Okay, look at there. Look at there. I thank you for your honesty. I have a whole truckload on my side that fell off the back of the truck. Those that weren't honest, they know they want one. But now let me see if I got some real honest people. Why? Why do you want it? Brand name. Why else? Lasts a long time. Practicality. I want real stuff, not stuff for the people that's watching. I want real stuff. Why do you want that bag? It's nice. Why do you want that bag? Come on, where's my real honest people? Status. Looks good. It's a sign. I've arrived. I'm there. I'm not broke. But the reason you are broke is because you got the Louis.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
9117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at betheldeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Throughout the 66 books of the Bible, the 1,185 chapters, the 31,607 verses, there isn't one that says you're a failure. It is time for us to lose the delusional concept and start having vision. Vision comes from changing your environment. Stop the insanity.
For your love offering of $25 or more, receive Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr.'s three-part series titled Stop the Insanity on CD or DVD. To order, call 1-800-650-9435.